You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff K., public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Alongside Chris, my name is Ryan Chambers. We are the official Dallas Stars podcast of THPN. Thank you to all of you for joining us for this special live edition of Starcastic Remarks. The biggest news dropped today. We thought there was a whole bunch just with all the ups and downs between Cedar Park and Dallas. And then Jim Nill decides to cook. And now we have Granlund and CeCe coming from the San Jose Sharks to the Dallas Stars in return for a first-round pick. It's Dallas's own in 2025. And a conditional third-round pick if the Stars make the Stanley Cup final. If they do not make the Stanley Cup final, it becomes a fourth. So there is still news dropping in as we go. Let me just get your first initial thoughts, Chris. By the way, he's at Bucky's, which in Hillsboro, which is amazing. So it's like the most Texas thing that could happen. So, Chris, what's up?
I am literally midway up to Dallas for a bachelor party where we're going to go watch the Columbus game on Sunday. That just got a lot more exciting, hopefully, so that'll be awesome. Apologize for my audio. I'm literally on an iPhone right now because I literally just pulled over at Buggy's to talk about this real quick. It's an amazing trade. 3 years in a row, Jim Nill has been able to cook up some insane stuff. I mean, to be able to get Granlund and CeCe and get rid of none of your prospects is absolute insanity. This might be even better than the Tanev deal last year. It is an unbelievably fantastic trade. I don't know how we gaslit San Jose into accepting it.
The early rumors when Kevin Weeks was the first one to report about this, Chris, was that it was Bischel. And if that was the case, nobody would have wanted that if you were the Dallas Stars. Okay. So, when Kevin Weeks first reported this, Kevin Weeks was, saying that he just heard Granlund was part of the deal. And then I think it was David Pagnotta of the fourth period who talked about how that they were interested in Liam Bischel. There's no way that he would have been involved in this trade. Not even close.
Yeah, I mean, definitely not. Bischel on this deal, I don't think would have happened, especially after his last game where you saw he's doing 20 minutes a night. So, but getting him for just two picks is crazy. I mean, I thought for sure Bork would be gone in a deal like this or something like that, but you gave up nothing. You just made your team better, and you gave up picks that, I mean, right now, with where the Stars are at, who cares? You don't need picks.
Well, and the other thing that's also really nice, though, Chris, is this is a guy that you specifically actually talked about wanting. So you can take a little bit of a victory lap here. What did you see in him particularly? And you can remind us all, like, why do you think he would fit in the Stars system so well?
Yeah, Granlund has had an exceptional year for him. He's playing 20 minutes a night. He's playing power play. He's playing shorthanded. He's having the best year of his career as far as points go. He's been exceptional. He's also a Finn, so I think he'll be able to slot in really well with the Finnish mafia that are with the Stars. So that should be no problem. And with that versatility that he shows, he's going to be able to play up and down the lineup. So right now, while you have Sagan and Marchment gone, he can play that more elevated offensive role. He can add something to the power play to get it to keep on rolling, honestly, with how well it's been doing in January. But once Sagan and Marchment do come back and everybody slots back in, him shifting down to even a fourth line role he's going to excel at it because he's still doing that type of stuff in San Jose despite his crazy point totals. So it's only positive from Granlund. I think this was the best player the Stars could have gotten value-wise at the trade deadline, and I think he's going to slot in fantastic to the Stars team. I think he's a perfect fit.
So the first thing they mentioned, at least a lot of people were talking about, Mikael Granlund, he's a forward. Like, why are we going for a forward right now? This doesn't make any sense. Why are, obviously, we are at an emergency point with our decor, because we're having to rely on Dumba, and no offense to Capo Bianco, but he didn't look particularly very good last night. So, of course, Cody Ceci comes in the deal. I don't hate this all that much, to be honest with you, Chris, but a lot of people are saying this is like Dumba 2.0, which I hope is not the case. But at the same time, you know, this is somebody that it's just, again, more depth if you have even more injuries later on, which we've had a lot of injuries now with, and we'll talk about Lundqvist in a second. But it's just, you know, just an extra body. He's a veteran guy, and you might as well give him a chance because Dumba probably would not do much better right now. So what do you think about Cody Ceci coming into the Stars? I think he's a left-handed guy, if I remember correctly.
No, he's actually a right-handed guy, so you're getting that right-handed slot too. And he's playing 20 minutes a night right now for San Jose, and for a team, like you said, that's really hurting on defense, you need some minute munchers. And that's exactly what he can do. I understand the wariness just due to how his statistics have looked. But he's on a really bad San Jose team. And I think that's also, it makes defensemen look a lot worse to be on a bad team than it does for a forward. Because a bad system and no back checkers really makes it obvious when goals go in past you. Even if you're defending a 2-on-1, a lot of goals are going to go against you. You're going to get a lot of minuses. You're on a bad team. So I think he has a potential to elevate his play when he comes to Dallas, especially if he can slot into the Stars' defensive system a little bit easier. So I definitely get a little bit more wariness with CeCe than with Granlund, but he eats minutes and he has potential to play a lot better in a better defensive structure.
Do you see him coming in as maybe he plays top four in the pinch? I doubt it, although, because I think our top four is okay. I just don't want to rely on our top four so much. And honestly, I think what this looks like is this is a possible replacement for Matt Dumba. And maybe Smith goes back on the defensive side, which really sucks for Brendan Smith, because I have absolutely loved him, at least in a forward aspect, for the 4 or 5, 6 games that he's played on that. So we're speculating, but is that what we see? Is that the new bottom pairing for the Stars, Smith and Cody Ceci?
Well, it might be eventually, but right now you're going to leave Dumba on there because he's still on the team, unless somehow Neil can move him at the trade deadline too, which would be insane. So I think it's still going to be Dumba Bischel on that bottom pair. And I think he's just going to slot in at either a first pair right or a second pair right, and you'll be able to not have to rely so much on Lyubushkin, who's played fantastic and played really well last night too. But this allows you to let Lyubushkin play in a spot that best suits him, so he can do that top pair stuff, and we saw him do that with his previous team, like you've mentioned before. But where he's really going to excel is in a lower spot in the lineup, where he can play against maybe a little bit less skilled players and then really load up on those PK minutes. So that's where Lyubushkin's going to really play at his best. So this allows you the more flexibility. If CeCe is able to step up his play and slot into the system really well, CeCe can be put up at the top right side, and that allows Lyubushkin to play in a more comfortable position in the lineup. And then once Miro comes back, I mean, can you imagine having Cody Ceci on your bottom pair? You can't argue with that for sure. I mean, you can boohoo about him being a bad player, but if CeCe's on your bottom pair, you're doing all right, I think.
I fully agree with you here, Chris. This seems like a slam dunk trade for the Dallas Stars. And the other thing that I love is that, you know, we're at a point where we can rely to give up draft picks and we didn't sacrifice any of our current players, because that was one of the few things I was worried about making trades and stuff like that. I was afraid that if we make a giant deal and there's a player like Bork or Stankoven or, God forbid, Bischel or something like that, that can really mess with the team dynamic and the team chemistry they have right now. Because I feel like they have a really good camaraderie in the locker room. They always seem to be hanging out with each other and doing really well. So I love that they didn't give up anything. Like, they gave up a couple of draft picks. Yeah, it's a first rounder, but it's a late first rounder, especially if you get all the way to the Final Four like they have the last 2 years. So this is absolutely fantastic. This is reinforcements coming in for the Dallas Stars right when we need it, especially with the Cody Ceci one. I think that one's going to be even more critical right now than Granlund. Now, where do you see Granlund fitting in? Do you see him? I don't see him as a bottom, fourth line guy, obviously. Where does he fit in with the Dallas Stars? Is he going to be up on the second line with Matt Duchene, and he's the replacement for Tyler Seguin? Or do you see him maybe playing like a third line role just to get him started off with?
Right now, I think he is going to slot in as somewhat of a Tyler Seguin replacement and be around the second, maybe third line, just depending on how they want to mix things up, especially with how much DeBoer has liked having Johnston, Roope, Duchene at center. But like when they shift up and they put Roope on that top line with Robo and Johnston, then Granlund will be able to slot in even better in that situation, I feel like. So when you're top loading, you're a lot more even distribution with the scoring without having Roope on that third line. But to kind of go against you a little bit, I think Granlund really could be a fourth line guy. I mean, when Seguin and Marchman are back, you put that line back together, and then you have Stankoven, Benton, Bork on the third line. I think Granlund could do a great job with fourth line minutes. He's shown that he can be a strong forechecker. He's an exceptional penalty killer. And I mean, this is why it was so exciting, the potential of how much cap space we could have with LTIR, and as long as we get back to mostly healthy by round one, game one, is because we can have an insane player like Granlund, and he would realistically, in my mind, if everyone else is healthy, I think he slots down to the fourth line, and a fourth line with Mikael Granlund would be absolutely crazy.
So to answer a couple of questions for some of you guys that are asking in chat, and Chris, you will love this too. According to Leah Asimakopoulos of the Dallas Morning News, Mikael Granlund and Cody Ceci are flying into Dallas tonight, and they're going to be available for the game tomorrow against Columbus. And that's straight from Jim Nill. So that's great news to hear. That's pretty cool, especially considering when we got Chris Tanev, it was about a week before he could play because of the visa issue since he was in Canada. And then there was one other thing I want. Oh yeah. Up here, someone asked about, the cap space remaining. So
right,
based off of what I'm seeing, according to Puckpedia, which is the most reliable source for fans, at least, it doesn't look like that San Jose retained anything, and they couldn't have anyways, because they had used all three of their retention spots. Correct. So with the $5 million that Mikael Granlund has on his deal remaining just this year, and then Cody Ceci, I believe, is at the Roddick Foxa level, the 3.25. That means that the Stars have a cap remaining of, I think it's 2.85 is what I saw.
Right, then you got to think we're sending down those two players that were just called up from Texas too. So I think they're going to be around 3 to 4 million mark when the dust clears.
Yes, and that's fair. So does this mean the Stars are done, or does it look like maybe there's? I think what we're at with these trades is that we're staying put. But if there's something that comes up, there is room to do something. I think that's where Jim Nill is at. I think he's happy with his roster. I would be happy with this roster too, once we're able to get everybody back. And, there's still cap space remaining for him to do something. So what do you think with all of that, Chris?
I would be shocked if this is the last move that Jim Nill makes. I think he's going to get one more thing, be it a depth defenseman, which I think is more than affordable for $3-4 million. Or you still have the possibility to move Matt Dumba. I mean, if he can do this trade, he can do anything. So if you can move Matt Dumba, you can get another fantastic forward to add to this group. So I, with how much cap space is available, I would be shocked if this is the last move that Jim Nill makes. But I think we're probably waiting till trade deadline to see what that one more thing is. But this is the big move for sure. This is your jewel.
Hey guys, have you tried Pick 6 from DraftKings yet? What are you waiting for? The NFL playoffs are here and time is running out. As the official daily fantasy sports partner of the NFL, DraftKings does fantasy sports like no one else. Pick 6 is super easy to play. Just select two or more players and choose whether they'll have more or less of a stat, like touchdowns, yardage, sacks, and more. It's fun, simple, and you can win big. Best of all, Pick 6 is available in most states, including Missouri, California, Texas, Georgia, and much more. And here's the kicker. DraftKings is making it even sweeter for first-timers. New Pick 6 customers can play just $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. That's right. Play $5, get $50 in credits to keep the action going. Win more cash with Pick 6. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app and use the code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to play $5, get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus awarded as non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 30 days. Limited time offer. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This kind of leads us into the next thing a little bit too, Chris, is all of the roster moves that the Stars made this morning before they even announced this trade. And it felt like something was coming. You had to feel like something was coming because they purposely kept Marchment and, Nils goes to LTIR. And then they purposely kept off Sagan off of LTIR. And then when I heard that they threw them on LTIR, they just put Nils and Miro on Nils and Sagan on LTIR. Sorry, there are so many moves that I'm getting it all mixed up. Those two guys were put on LTIR. That stops your ability to accrue cap space. That's what made me think that this deal was coming. So first off, let me get your thoughts about, Nils Lundqvist. This is the most disheartening thing of the morning. It really, really, really sucks because of how well he was playing. And he was doing it injured for a majority of the season. Because, if you remember, before he was scratched for those three games, before he was put on IR, he was out for, what, 4 or 5 games, I believe, as well. And then we speculated for the last couple of months that he'd been dealing with something. And, it turns out to be that he's having season-ending shoulder surgery. Man, there's so much to talk about today. Anyways, what's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, it just really sucks. And when looking back, now that you see it's a surgery thing, you recognize, oh, he's trying to play through it. That's where those issues are coming from. And even we talked about how he's playing a lot worse whenever he's getting checked a lot. Well, no duh, he's got a shoulder injury. So it's going to hurt a lot more when you get popped into the boards. So, yeah, it really sucks for Lundqvist, who had such a promising start to the season, who looked fantastic and really looked like he was finally living up to what everyone saw in him. And yeah, I'm gutted for him because he looked fantastic. I wouldn't hate re-signing him again, which is something I absolutely didn't say last year, and giving it another go because it really looked like something was getting figured out with him and his game.
So let me ask you the question that a lot of people are actually asking about in this particular part of the morning. Is this it for Nils Lundqvist as a member of the Dallas Stars? I hate to think like that, but you know, and it's not really his fault because he finally figures it pisses me off so much. He finally figures it out. He finally figures out how to take care of the defensive side of the game. And we were starting to see flashes of offense throughout this season. But is this it just because of, you know, maybe it's just time to move on. I don't want it to be.
Yeah, it might be. It's going to come down to who can pay him the most next year. Cause I think he is going to get paid because he looked so much more promising. And if he's able to come off that shoulder surgery and fully recover, and if it's a surgery that has like a high success rate and not much downside, then yeah, I think he's going to get some money with another team. I hope it's with Dallas because like I said, he's been playing really well and Jim Neal seems to love him. So if you were a gambling man, I bet on Dallas, but I wouldn't put those odds very high.
Just looking on Twitter, a lot of people are joking. I guess the only thing you have to be in order to be a Dallas star, or be traded to Dallas, is to be Finnish. So of course we have another member of the Finnish Mafia. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And is he playing at the Four Nations Faceoff?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, so there's another Dallas star to root for. That's kind of cool. That's really cool. That's awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun to do. Okay. Let's also talk about some of the other moves that Neal made before the trade. So Marchment goes to IR, not LTIR. So he will be back very soon. This was just a roster move to make these things work. So
you need roster spots.
Yes, exactly. And he could very easily be taken off IR tomorrow if they wanted to do that. They also, however, send Capo Bianco back to the Texas Stars. So I believe he has to pass through waivers to do so. And
I don't think that's true. I think he's on a two-way deal. I don't know. I'll have to look at that.
Well, two-way deal is different when it comes in for waivers. It's very confusing. But anyways, people don't really need to know about that. What they do need to know is that Christian Kyrou, and then who else was called up from the Texas Stars? Was it Chris? Luke Chris?
No, it was McDonald, I believe.
Kyle McDonald, that's right, yes. So Kyle McDonald and Christian Kyrou also get called up by the Dallas Stars to the big team. Do we maybe see one of them play tomorrow night? I doubt it. I think this was just a roster move to maybe maximize the cap space so that they can have even more to make it work. I don't understand the full aspects of it, but I'm sure the reason why they were called up was because of this deal that was made. But what do you think?
No, they're not going to play with Dallas. They're going to get sent right back down. If you look at their contracts, well, first of all, I was a little confused this morning because Kyrou and McDonald are not the people who you would think you would call up. I mean, they're very much still developing as players right now. And if you dig into their contracts, they're some of the highest salary cap hit players that the Stars have in Texas right now. So that's why they're getting called up. I don't know exactly how that affects the salary cap, but we'll have to look into that and we'll report back to you later on. But it's definitely just a cap move. Those guys are not going to play in Dallas tomorrow.
Okay, Chris, I think we nailed all of the main points there. But what I do want to go through is looking at just some of the comments over here. So let's see what we got. Talik Lizzie is not exactly impressed with the trade, does not call it a slam dunk like we do. We think this is a very good trade for the Dallas Stars. And Talik Lizzie also saying that a first and a fourth should get you a better return than CeCe and Grantland. Do you necessarily believe that?
No, I mean, that's a pretty great haul for two draft picks. The fact that the Stars are able to avoid giving up some of their really high quality prospects is a huge win.
So maybe the only thing that is, you know, negative is the fact that these guys are not going to be Dallas Stars after this year, right? This fits what a lot of people were talking about with Jim Neal saying he just wants to get deadline deals and get UFAs that have expiring contracts so that he doesn't have to worry about, having more salary later on in other years. So
right. Because there's a lot of question marks going into the Stars' next couple seasons as far as salary goes. I mean, you got Wyatt Johnson. You got to see what he's going to sign for. Jamie Benn is coming up. You got to see what kind of pay cut or not pay cut that he'll take. He's going to get whatever he wants, really. So that'll be interesting to see. There's just a lot of question marks for the Stars salary-wise over the next couple seasons in regards to core players that you have to keep. So being able to be flexible with your salary cap space is going to be most important. And especially in a time where the salary cap is looking like it's going to jump $15 million over the next 3 years. So there's a lot of craziness that could be going on. And then one other thing on the draft pick, this is like considered a pretty low quality draft year so far. And like you mentioned, Dallas is very likely to get a very low first round draft pick. So it's not a high quality first round draft pick either. So yes, it's still a first round. Yes, those players are going to be, it's going to be a good player that has a good chance of making the league, but it's not like you're giving up a Bischel, you know, it's way, way lower than a Bischel or a Bork or anything like that.
Yeah. That's why when I saw that David Pagnotta mentioned, oh, well, they were really interested in Bischel. Well, so is everybody else. Of course,
everyone in the league is interested in Bischel.
I mean, a guy that's 6'7", weighs a whole bunch and can move the puck and is nasty. Yes. Of course you want a guy that's like that. He's what? 21, right? 2021. But it just, that didn't make sense because of, I mean, the Stars don't have anybody on the back end. I mean, imagine we trade Bischel and we get back CC and Granlin in return. Like,
right, that's
like that is a lost trade there for me at least. So, okay. The one other thing that I am seeing is there are still people that are thinking we need a top four defenseman, even after this trade. I don't necessarily agree because when Miro comes back, I think that will help the defense a lot. Do you think that the Stars need a top four defenseman? And I'll hit you with a follow-up question on that. Kyle asking, do y'all think we have assets to convince the Flames to trade Rasmus Anderson, and what would it cost? So two-part question for you, Chris.
Right. So I'll address the Anderson thing first. They just were in a trade in an attempt to get better. They're trying to make the playoffs. I don't think they're trading Anderson. I think Anderson's contract is going to expire with Calgary. That's really what that trade told me. I think when Miro comes back, it's not necessary to have another top defenseman. If Miro doesn't come back, if he's actually out for the season, then I'd agree with people. The other thing I'd agree with is with our lineup the way it is now, one of Labushkin or CC is going to play second pair role. Both those guys are probably better suited to play a third pair role. I agree with that from what the commenters are saying. But with the market the way it is right now, and especially with right-handed guys, I don't think you're going to find that. So with what's available right now, I think CC is one of the better deals they could have made. And I don't think you need another defenseman. I think you're going to get a better quality player if you go look for a forward with the remaining cap space than you are with a defenseman. I think the best you're going to get is a seventh guy. I don't think there's another defenseman that we can afford that's better than Leon Bischel, is how I'll say it.
Well, and you wonder what it would cost to get Anderson, right? Yeah, like
with assets too.
Exactly. Like I don't know what exactly it would cost the Stars, and it would probably cost somebody that they don't want to be willing to part with, which
at least Bork, I'd think.
Bork, Stankoven, Bischel, you know, maybe Emil Hemming, our newest first round guy. So I don't know, but it just is what it is. But okay, just a couple of other things real quick, and then we got to wrap this up because I think you got to get going.
I gotta go.
So I'll pull this up here real quick. Just a couple of things. Jim Nill says he is confident the Stars will get Miro Heiskanen back this season, and he's going to get a second opinion from New York on Monday. He also gave I think it was something about Tyler Seguin as well. Tyler Seguin is he's progressing. So no surprise there. And after that, I say that's it, but like there's a whole lot of stuff today, and I think this warranted a emergency podcast here for today. And then one other side note, because he is a former Dallas Star, but Yanni Hakanpaa has been rolled out of the Four Nations tournament. That's no surprise. That just really sucks for him. And now Finland is out two top six defensemen for their Four Nations team because of Miro as well. So lots of things going on, lots of exciting things for the Dallas Stars. We'll see both of these guys in the lineup for the Dallas Stars, I would assume, tomorrow night. And it's going to be really exciting to see what else the Dallas Stars can pull off here in the next couple of weeks before the trade deadline, if anything. So, Chris, you got anything else that you would like to mention about this?
Jim Nill is my dad. I love him.
All right, guys, we're going to call it good here for today. Thank you guys so much for following along with us live for this emergency podcast. Please click like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. We really, really appreciate it. If you're listening on the audio side afterwards, please consider leaving us a 5-star review wherever that may be. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook. Our promo code is THPN for that. And sarcasticremarks.com is the website for the Stars. I'm looking at possibly doing a blog post, kind of diving deep more into Granlund and what he could add to the Stars, and also maybe a little bit of Cody Ceci as well. So be looking for that over the next couple of days. Alongside Chris, my name's Ryan. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Hope you guys have a good, fantastic morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you guys are listening. Chris, go ahead and say GG boys, because we didn't get to hear you last night.
GG boys.